So, Nigel, first of all then, Higdon, why him?
Well, he seems to fit the bill of what we're looking for in a striker. He's available, coming back from Holland, paid a small transfer fee for him. I think he's got the necessary experience and the qualities that we're looking for.
Because he's a player who's actually had quite a varied experience, having played for Crewe, gone up to Scotland, done very well there, and then gone over to Holland.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes him attractive as well. I think when you've been brought up with Crewe for a good few years, technically you're going to be good. And then you go up to Scotland and you score goals in the SPL. Another small factor is he had a good partnership with Jamie Murphy up there. And then he's had a year in Holland where I think technically they're very good over there as well. So I think his all-round game at this stage of his career should be as good as it's been at any time.
30 years old, what's the deal? How long have you got him for?
I think we've got him for two and an option on a third year, which is good. But primarily we need him now for this season, so that's the most important part.
When you've done your homework and you've looked for strikers, how much of a defining factor was his goal record? He's about 1 in 3, sort of 1 in 2, depending on wherever he's been.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you do look at for strikers. It's the most important aspect of their job. But the all-round game as well will come into it. I think he'll get hold of the ball up there for us. He'll be an aerial threat, and that'll help us out in both boxes.
How important was it that you were able to get someone who can perhaps fulfil both sides of that game, if you like, has technical gifts with it, but when necessary, has the presence, has the size rather, to be a presence?
That's the difficult part, because there's not many around like that any longer. I think you call them maybe a traditional British centre-forward, but he sort of fits that bill. And I think he's one as well that the crowd will take to, we hope he will, and they'll enjoy the way he plays when he's put himself about.
I know we've spoken at various different intervals in the summer about the search for the striker. Has he always been the top target, as it were?
He's been on a list of a few targets as well. You know, Chris O'Grady was on that similar sort of player, and one or two others as well. But certainly Michael was right up there.
Pleased to get this particular deal done, because I know it's something you put particular importance on, if you like, over the course of the past week or so.
Yeah, we've had to be patient leading up to it. In an ideal world, we'd have had him in at the start of pre-season and that, but so he'll have a bit of catching up to do, because he's not done much in the last few weeks, so we'll have to be patient, I think, for the first few weeks of his career with us. But it's a small price to pay, I think. You know, he'll soon get up to speed.
So for the first month or so, it might be drip-fed into the first team?
Yeah, certainly no problem starting him at times, but I don't think he'll be any sort of fit enough to last 90 minutes at this stage.
So he's got a lot of hard work to do then, hasn't he, over the course of the next few weeks?
Yeah, along with everybody else. We've all got hard work to do, and every player and all the staff have as well, so it would be nice to have him along with us doing that.
I know you won't necessarily want a hierarchy, if you like, in the striking department, but is he someone you see as being a leader in that respect, as someone to take the mantle on because of his goal scoring record?
Oh, we hope so, but it'll be dictated to by form. We've got four good strikers now, and wouldn't rule out the possibility of another one coming in, you never know. And then it'll be whoever's in form, whoever's scoring the goals, will get the shirt on a Saturday.
Well, that leads me on nicely. So potentially then Higdon won't be the last forward to arrive at this football club.
Well, we've got other priorities now. I think we need a defender in. I think with Harry's departure, that still leaves us a little bit light back there.
How close is that? How is that search progressing?
Yeah, it's going on okay at the moment. There's quite a few names. There's a similar situation to the strikers. So we're mulling over those and who's available, who we can get at the right price.
And with Mason Bennett, is that dead now? Is that done as far as you're concerned? I know you spoke to us on Saturday and it was about an initial request has gone in. Do you go back with a second?
Well, no. We've said said we'd love to take Mason on loan. We think it would be for his development. We think it would be the right place for him to come at the moment. You know, we've got some other good young players around as well. We know Mason, the staff know him. And I think at just 18 years old, that's very important for him. But it's up to his club, to sort out where the best thing for him to go is. Just seem a shame that because the Kieran Freeman deal collapsed, because of, whatever the... we couldn't meet the demands of him and his agent. It's a shame that Mason should suffer.
Are Derby still receptive to all of this? Because it's not a first, of course, but it seems odd that one transfer is so associated with another. And, so what? One deal's broke down, why can't another be done?
Yeah, we'd have to ask them about that.
Just finally, on the centre-half scenario, is it something you want to get done prior to Saturday? Or do you feel as though you have a bit of time now?
think we've got a bit of time, but if we can get one in before Saturday, then all well and good. But same thing, has to be the right one. Same with Michael, you know, we'll wait as long as we have to try and ensure we get the right one. Every signing, any player is always a risk. I think people tend to, in football, work on the, if you get half your signings right, you're doing okay. So, you know, we've got to weigh up every single aspect of the deal.